fever down in my soul, that alpha fever.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is First Impulse. I am Mike Richardson, brother of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, Pi Epsilon Lambda Chapter. This is our podcast leading up to the celebration of our 30th anniversary, which will occur August 1st, 2023. Today, I am joined by my brother, the man who brought me into the House of Alpha, brother Dwayne Edwards. Welcome to First Impulse.
Thank you for the welcome and thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you here. You here especially. This episode is about the season that we are in. This is the season of giving and good tidings and joy. And we talked last month about some of the things that the chapter was doing around the Thanksgiving holiday. And this is another special extension of that holiday season. And so I invited my brother here, who knows much more than I do about what the chapter's done, as I am a new initiate of the chapter. And as a new initiate, I am fully aware and can spit the mission of Alpha Phi Alpha. The fraternity develops leaders and promotes brotherhood and academic excellence while providing service and advocacy for our communities.
Okay, I want you to stop with that.
Okay.
So say the first line for me.
Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated develops leaders, promotes brotherhood.
Stop. So today we're going to talk about that part of the mission.
Got it.
And then the other, now continue. That's going to be part one.
Mm-hmm.
Promotes brotherhood.
Provides service and advocacy for our communities.
And that will be our second bullet point.
Okay. All right.
So basically everything today is PUL's imprint and their imprint to the community based on those two tenets of the mission.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Go.
All right. So, I have been fortunate enough to see from the side how we do the work that we do. And it's an honor to be a part of that. And I've also, as the historian of the chapter, have had glimpses into how the chapter has performed or addressed those aspects of the mission in the past, but I'm doing it through pictures and video and things like that. You've actually been on the ground involved as the 10th president of the chapter. You've led this part of what we do. So talk to us a little bit about how the chapter has addressed those two areas of brotherhood and community advocacy and service.
I have to say, in recent years of PUL, we've become a more socialized brotherhood aspect, meaning that we've done more social events, more parties, and more meet and greets and get-togethers. Now, those are all well and good, but that's something fairly new to us, that's become more and more something that's on our brand. What we've always been known for is the service and our camaraderie. In those social aspects, we would have Frozen Fridays here and there, but it is our things that we did together to help others that actually formed and really forged the bonds that you see with brothers who've been in the chapter for years. And it's those bonds that have made those brothers more than just fraternity brothers, but extended family members. So in this season of Christmas and the holidays in general, we would do things, for example, the caroling sessions. Villa Rosa Nursing Home in Prince George's County was like a must-go-to event. Mm. During that time, we would get together and carol with the seniors as well as play games with them. And it was just such a fun event because you have brothers up there doing karaoke. It was just so much entertainment. And the seniors looked forward to us coming every year. And the Villa Rosa Nursing Home, we haven't done it in a while because of the pandemic, but it was also a way because we've had some brothers who have been residents there. And that ties into our Brother's Keeper because we want to make sure that they know that we're still there for them and that they are still a part. Now, do we currently have any brothers in Villa Rosa? That I do not know. But we've always had a connection to that facility, especially around the holidays, because the residents as well as the staff looked forward to us coming and bringing some Christmas cheer to those residents. The ladies used to just always love seeing the young men come around, and they always want to do their thing. It was just wonderful. The singing, the playing of bingo, and they can get real competitive in bingo.
I know they can.
And just how the brothers would bring their children so their children could understand the gift of service, and how brothers would just have a good time. It was just good fun. And that extended over into other things. When we had a partnership with the Shepherd Cove's Women's Center, and at the Shepherd Cove's Women's Center, this was a center for women and children. They've have various situations that have occurred in their lives, but they're here at this shelter, and we would do a Christmas party for them. We would, that's where we would get toys and do a toy drive and actually take it to the Shepherd's Cove and have it for the kids. And we would do gingerbread men, gingerbread houses, have sing songs, play games, provide a wonderful meal. And the brothers had fun prepping everything for the kids, shopping for the kids, making the meals and getting the food for the kids, in the kitchen serving the meals and having a good, good old time. I know a couple of brothers received marriage proposals because they're... They have, and you could talk to some of them who've experienced that. We just provided that service, and it just warmed your heart. The putting together of baskets, when we would have to do it at Alex Bailey's house, it was just something about that being home. We didn't have the distractions of a DJ. We didn't have the distractions of other people in the mix. You just had brothers in a location where they had to know each other, and they were in a situation that caused them to create a bond. Because once the service project was always over, we would go find a place to go fellowship, be it Jasper's, be it some restaurant, be it, we would just go back to Alex Bailey's house, PUL Central 1, and kick it, because he always had libations. We would just go there and fellowship. And it's always been known throughout Alpha Circles that PUL is a chapter that genuinely like each other. Each member, we don't have, if there's backbiting, it's not backbiting. I think it's more so that brothers are going to disagree. But those relationships were always rooted when we collaborated to help other people. That was through our mentoring programs, taking the kids to see Step Africa Christmas time. It was just those type of things. But it was through that service to our community that developed our brotherhood and helped us keep on task with the mission of this fraternity.
That's really important. You mentioned the Villa Rosa Nursing Home. Is that what it's called? Nursing home? Is that what they still call it? Because I don't want to call it a day.
You know what? I couldn't tell you.
You know how
they,
like, say orphanage? They don't call it. Most of them don't call it.
They'll call them homes for children.
Okay.
But I believe that it's the Villa Rosa Senior Facility.
Yeah.
Let's just call it the Villa Rosa Senior Facility.
Yeah.
Because until we find out what the formal new name is, let's just call it a senior facility.
Yeah, but those facilities are important because... I'm learning as the years keep coming that you lose people, and I can imagine at a certain point you lose too many people. Families may not be around in the degree that they were before. The younger family may not be connected. And in my experience in helping in situations like that or other situations that I've been in, the families aren't always there for various reasons. And then also they've lost so many of their peer group over the course of their lives, that it's just difficult around this time of year for people to connect with people. So I actually look forward to going to do that. That would be really cool. I remember doing that when I was younger with my family, but it's been a while.
I think it's also too, when I was in Delta Omicron Lambda, we had a brother who we visited every Founders Day. He wasn't able to come to chapter meetings, but he enjoyed us just coming to his home around Founders Day in December. And we would find a way to see if he would want to leave the house. And just because his birthday was in December around Founders Day, we would just get him out. But you never know, those little things and those little, that little show of love gives someone a ray of light. And if that's what we are as a brotherhood and as an alpha, we're supposed to be the light of the world. We always supposed to give somebody a ray of light when they're feeling really dark and down. And that's why the service portion of what we do in Pi Epsilon Lambda is a true testament to the integrity we have as men, the people we are, and how we care about each other. We see that happen with the continuance of trying to bring Christmas cheer to Brother Ray Douglas's family during the holidays. Because it's hard. His children, it's hard. But we want to let them know that his brothers care for them. And they never forgot about him. And we care about you all. And we want to give you a gift to make your holiday better. To just say that, hey, we have something that belonged to my dad that is still going to be always with us. It's the way we remember Brother Tony Cheatham. And Tony Cheatham's birthday is December the 4th. And how on that time, something that he loved dearly, our Founders Day breakfast, which is during the holiday season, promotes and brings brothers together for a wonderful festive event. We are progressively younger chapter to many of the other ones around in our district. 30 years. And I have to say, a lot of us are currently in our mid to late 40s, some in their 50s. I think the youngest may be in their 20s. But we're starting to get that to that point where we need to start looking at brothers who possibly will have to go to a Villa Rosa. Not now. We're kind of far off. But we just need to start understanding and making those connections in our brotherhood, that how we bring a light to those people at Villa Rosa, we can continue to do that to each other.
So I want to talk a little bit about the way the two elements of the mission that we're discussing feed each other, how brotherhood contributes to the service and service enhances the brotherhood. How have you seen those two things at play over the course of your time in the fraternity?
Interesting. It's the situations that you have. When we would do the deliveries of food, brothers would gather at Alex's house and do deliveries of food baskets. We still kind of do them now. But when we would do them, we would all work together to put the boxes and divide them together like we do now. But in some aspects, brothers would just pick a brother that they didn't know and they would ride with that brother. And in those rides and in those adventures, you're trying to find directions, you're trying to find which house is which. And and the people that you encounter at those houses, I want to say one of the funniest moments is we went to a house and one of the brothers got out of the car and he had on his alpha jacket. It was a black alpha jacket, but he had on slacks and dress shoes. That's just that brother's style. And he's walking very confidently up the steps, didn't have a box in hand or nothing, but just walking. So if you look at the black jacket, he just had the coat of arms on the black jacket. The people in the house started jumping out the house and running away thinking that he was the cops. I'm looking, I'm like, oh crap, what's going on here? And the mother, and I happen to know the family because this is a family from one of my schools I used to work at. And I said, no, what are y'all doing? And one of the sons who had me, he said, Mr. Edwards, ooh, we thought that was the popo. I was like, no, I called your mother. We coming here to give y'all a Christmas basket. But it was just the funniest thing because It's those moments. Yeah. It's those moments because brothers are still who were there crack up about it. Mm-hmm. Because those are the things that kind of forge you a brotherhood. Intake is a thing that forges a brotherhood initially. But when you actually are doing the work that we're supposed to do in this brotherhood, that creates a good bond. Because I'm able to get to know you better. Mm-hmm. I see you in a different light. I see your work ethic. I see your care. I see your integrity. You get a chance to see mine. You also get to have conversations that you never really think you're going to have. So these things that when we're in the season of giving, which is most of the time as alpha men, especially around the holiday season, that really is how we've developed a bond in PUL, is because we've done so much service, so many adventures in the community. We've impacted so many people. We've had opportunities to truly interact with one another and really get to know each other.
It's not lost on me that a service enhances brotherhood or expands the concept of brotherhood. Like you said, it especially happens around this time of year, which is also around the time that the fraternity was founded. So it's amazing how these things work together to bring together men of all backgrounds, you know, everything, and all different parts of the world, and do something special with one unified thought that ties back to the mission. And it's I love being a part of this, and I'm thankful that you helped me walk this path.
And that's something that I had to develop. I'll be honest with you. I have to say, in my whole, I will be celebrating my 24th year in Alpha January the 16th. And this chapter has always showed me what this means, what it means to truly be a brother Alpha. I've been in other chapters, and in those other chapters, brothers were okay. But this chapter always made you feel like home. And ever since the day I stepped in to the chapter in 2005, I always felt like I was home. And that's something that I think that is what makes us such a great chapter, is because when a brother steps in, they're not asked who you know. They're just greeted, brother, welcome. And it's that warmness and that genuineness that promotes the brotherhood aspect. And in that, it gives us a care that we want to help. And we've been blessed with so much. Think about all the brothers who are in our chapter and what they do for a profession. Think of it. These are some accomplished dudes that are just mind-blowing mm-hmm. to me. And I'm still humbled that they saw something in me that gave them confidence to allow me to be their president. And that's so humbling that these prominent men saw something in me, a school teacher at the time. Now they're heads of their chosen fields, and I'm just a school teacher at the time. They want me to lead them. It leaves you speechless. It leaves you speechless because it shows that the confidence that you didn't have in yourself, they had in you. And then when you got into the position, they developed you to be a better version of who you are. Again, let's go to the part of the mission. You said develop leaders. Mm-hmm. So, I know that might be a little off topic.
No, honestly, that you expressed something that I'm consistently finding myself aware of, and that is, I am, to use your words, which I think are accurate, I am in awe of my brothers in Alpha, and particularly in this chapter. I have interactions all the time where we're just sitting around talking, having a good time, laughing or whatever, and I may not know what they do, and then I find out, oh, you're the head of that organization, like we were just chilling, talking like it was nothing. I was talking to this person, and that happens so often that it does leave you speechless, like, you know, wow, I'm here, like among these men, and they trust you with things and trust, you know, that you'll be able to do things and be willing to be led by you in various.
But I'm going to just say this, Mike, is that, but that is the culture in this chapter. I've been in other chapters that will make you feel like, okay, I'm this and you're that. You're not on my level. But here, they take the true spirit of brotherhood, and I don't care that I'm Dr. So-and-so. I don't care that I'm this, that, and the other thing. I am just brother so-and-so and so-and-so. You got people who are high ups, don't have no problem, and you will have no problem cleaning up dirt off the side of a road. Now, everyone who knows me and PUL knows that highway cleanup is not my ministry. But it's those type of things that have led us to be sustained for 30 years. Now, don't think everything's been roses and sugar plums. And understand that in those 30 years, we've had some struggles. We've had some fights as family to do. We had some times where we had to really call people out. We've had some times when we had to shut things down. But we never lost sight that we are brothers and we got to handle it. And we've seen it through. And I want people, newer brothers like yourself, and brothers who know PUL today, never forget how PUL of yesterday built that foundation.
It's a strong foundation, and I am reaping the benefits of that work, and will continue to move forward with that effort so that somebody after me can feel the things that I feel about this chapter right now. So I love it. We are in the season of giving, and chapter's still working to do things in the community.
Yes, they are. And can I just say, that Jingle Mingle, I enjoy the Jingle Mingle. I like the fact that it was actually bigger this year than last year. And I believe, and I would have to get with the chairman of the Jingle Mingle to see, I believe that they received more donations than the previous year. A great way of doing partnerships in the community and having a fun way of doing it, but really helping out some children. And I believe that the toy giveaway is getting ready to happen. I don't know when this is going to come out.
It's going to happen before this airs, but by the time this airs, the men of Alpha Phi Fraternity Incorporated and the women of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated will have given away 1,200 toys to kids at various schools in Prince George's County.
And that's going to make a lot of people happy. And, brother, do you understand? Do you get how making somebody happy? Again, I'm going back to being, you get how being that ray of light can really make it somebody who just not really feeling a lot of things feel better. And we doing that. And that's something that we're doing.
I've given away toys, just gifts to families during this time of year in the past, not with this organization, and to see what that means to families. And a lot of times you don't really know until you actually give the gift. So buying the gift, you know, getting it together and all that stuff is one thing. But when you see who you're giving it to, sometimes the conditions that they're in, you know, where their life is at that moment, that's something that you could not have planned. And
you can't plan it. I think I've come to a point in life where I don't care for myself to get a gift. The gift for me is making sure that I can help somebody. I can make somebody else smile because I can get a gift every day. I think the Amazon people know me by name.
I get those Amazon gifts every day.
Yeah, I've ordered a couple today. but it's just giving it to somebody who least expected. Give it to somebody who was really down on their luck. Giving to somebody who was having a bad day and you ain't know they were having a bad day. And you just made that day. Giving it to somebody, a mother who, think about when we give out those food baskets. Mm-hmm. And when we have the coat drive that's happening in January, thinking about how parents are thinking, it's going to be a cold winter. I got to choose between feeding you or making sure you have something warm. I need something warm in your belly. So when I'm looking at your basic needs, I know food and shelter, I can layer you up as much as possible, but we should be able to provide, I think we got over $10,000 in donations for coats.
So far, yeah.
So far in coats. So when the coat drive happened, I know that we'll be able to possibly have $15,000 worth of coats given to people in Prince George's County to keep these children warm.
Yeah, so it's important to state that if you know Men of Alpha or any organization, women of any organization, Greek letter organization, when you see us, you know, posting things, you know, about this event, you may say, well, why is the ticket that much? It's for these reasons. It's so that we can do this work. Or why are they asking for this? It's just for this. It's not that they're trying to enlarge their organizations. We're not. This money gets turned around and given to the community. So if you pay an extra $10, $15 on that ticket, it's so that during this time of year, someone else could receive that. And little bit adds up.
And a little bit adds up because you got to think about it. When you go to most events now, especially after post-pandemic, a lot of venues have really inflated their prices. Food costs have gone up significant. You seen a pack of chicken?
Yeah, I bought a pack of chicken this morning.
Yes, a pack of chicken wings. Pack of chicken wings is rough.
Yeah.
But on average, you're going to pay at least $55 to $60 a person per plate for the starting price of a venue. Then you have to add on the other fees the venue have. And then after that, you're looking at, okay, this is to raise money to help our service efforts. What can be something reasonable? So that's how you're going to get that $90 ticket, mm-hmm. that $100 ticket, because at least more than half of that is going towards just to provide the services you'll need for a successful event. The other portion, which is very small, is going to actually do the things like purchase coats, purchase toys, purchase food items for us. But we're appreciative to anybody who's willing to come and support us, make a small donation. Any donation is helpful to help us get our cause out of making sure that we do right by people. Because we've been blessed. Mm-hmm. We've been blessed
tremendously, yeah.
And it's our job to be a blessing to others on purpose. So, to basically say it, we see the virtue in our brothers. We see the caring people in our brothers that has made it that we form that bond of brotherhood with each other, because we see that you're a good dude, Mike. You're a good dude. The brothers that I've interacted with in PUL are good-hearted people, and you want those people in your circle. You want those people around your family, because a lot of us have interacted and intertwined our families with each other, and you just don't want anybody around them.
That's right.
And so I think it's through that service and brothers seeing the giving heart of each other that has really forged our bond of brotherhood and made us the premier chapter that we are.
Well, it's humbling to do this work. It is an honor to do this work with my brothers. As we continue to do this, we have a food distribution coming up at Rogers Heights Elementary on December 17th. As Brother Edward said, we had the coat drive. We'll have some more details about that in the next episode. And it's that season. So find a way to help someone else with the little bit that you have. Trust me, that little bit helps. So, for First Impulse, I am Mike Richardson. Thank you, Brother Dwayne Edwards.